Welcome, listeners. This is the Pacifica Audit Committee for November 26th of 2013. My name is Fred Blair. I'm the chair of the committee. Our secretary is Margie Wilkinson, who is not here tonight. So I guess I'll take
I can
roll.
Do that, Fred. I've got the list here.
Okay, would you do that, Jane?
Sure. I'm not sure if I have a complete list. This is complete. Sorry. Okay, so from KPFA, Donald Goldmacher.
Janet he Griffin. Asked for excuse me, Donald asked for excused absence.
Okay.
Hello.
Janet Coburn.
Here.
Margie, I know Margie asked. Margie Wilkinson asked to be excused. From KPFK, Fred Blair.
Present.
Brenda Medina.
It's,
Lawrence Reyes.
Lawrence Reyes here, present.
From KPFC, Nancy Henschel. Melinda Eiley-Dawn. Robert Mark.
Present.
From WRA.
Sorry, Henschel's here. I had it muted. Sorry.
Is that Melinda?
Henschel, Nancy.
Nancy, okay.
I'm going to mute it back.
Okay. From WBAI, William Herwagen. Frank Lefevre.
Present.
From WPFW, Jane Gatewood is present. Campbell Johnson.
Present.
Lizette King. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 members present. I think that's a quorum.
Jane, Carolyn Burden here from WBAI.
Carolyn, I'm sorry, I got you. So the people who I do not have present, please speak up if you are present and I miss you. Lizette King, William Herwagen, Melinda Eiley-Dawn, Brenda Medina, and we have excused absences from Donald Goldmacher and Margie Wilkinson, who request to be excused. Excuse me. Okay, so we have 9 present.
And quorum is 8, so we have quorum. So did people get the agenda that I sent out tonight?
Yeah, thank you.
It's really pretty simple. We basically we have one discussion tonight with our going over the management letter with our auditor. I put point one on the agenda that one of our major prerogatives as the audit committee is to make a recommendation as to retaining or reject or replacing the auditor for the fiscal year 2013, which is just closed in September 30th. I'm suggesting that we have, it seems to be in my memory, I've been on the audit committee for 2 to 3 years. We've never had a December meeting, and I'm recommending that we have a special meeting in December to go over and make a recommendation to the P&B as to who should do our audit in fiscal year 2013. This is up to the committee. What do you think about that? I'm opening it up to discussion.
Could we approve the agenda, please?
I'm sorry.
I don't have it in front of me. Could you just read the draft agenda, please?
Yeah, it has only basically 2 points. The first bullet item is call to order and roll call, which we've done, and then the approve agenda. Second item is approve agenda. And then the third item I have down here is approval of minutes from 8:27, 9:24, and 10:22 meetings. But we don't have any minutes, so that's really mute. And then the first item for discussion is about having a special meeting in December. which I have down for 10 minutes. And then the second item is adjourned to executive session with the auditor, Paul Grady, to discuss the 2012 management letter. And I have that down for 90 minutes. And that's basically it.
Okay, this is Jane. Am I allowed to move to approve the agenda?
I think any member is.
I would like to do so.
Is there any objection to that? I'm sorry?
Without objection.
If there's no objections, we have an agenda.
I don't object, Fred. You just brought up that there was going to be some discussion around whom we're going to pick as an auditor for 2013.
Yeah, as I said...
we add that to the agenda, I'm just wondering.
That's one item. That's the one item on the agenda, is just a discussion around having a special meeting to make a recommendation on an auditor for 2013.
When are you looking at having it, Fred?
Well,
I know you said in December, but I mean, do you have a date in mind?
Well, our normal meeting date is December 24th. I don't think anybody wants to meet on that date. There are three other dates that are available. There's December 3rd, December 10th, and December 17th, which are Tuesdays. If we want to meet on a different night than Tuesday, that's a different, you know, that's, those are possibilities.
Janet's back.
Let me put December 17th on the table.
Well, Campbell, you have the floor right now,
yes.
And Janet is next.
Will we be able to have minutes by that time?
Hopefully.
Okay. I think that probably would be that would give time for, whomever to deal with the minutes, and more time for folks to contemplate, the decision with regard to an auditor for the FY 2013.
Okay. Janet, you're next.
So I could not. Hello?
Yeah. Somebody's speaking in the background. Can somebody mute their phone if they're having a conversation?
Yes, Janet, what's the number to mute?
I believe it's pound what? One.
Okay.
Jane Gatewood for the stack.
I'm sorry, Janet's got the floor, and Jane, you're next.
Right. Your phone probably also has a mute feature. So this is Janet. The 3rd would not work, but the 10th or the 17th could. And I also would request Fred or somebody to ask Margie to try to send out the minutes of those three meetings between now and then, or whenever the meeting is. I'm done.
Okay. Jane, you have the floor.
This is Jane Gatewood. I would like to recommend that we meet on the 10th, if at all possible, because that would have our meeting coinciding with Finance Committee, which we decided was a good practice for the most part, because it would help avoid conflicts with other committees, since none of our members can be on National Finance Committee. So I would argue in favor of the 10th if we can manage it. And in addition, because I think that we may need to have a lot of discussion about the recommendation for the audit firm, I think if we have to put off approval of minutes until January, I don't think it would be I don't think it would be a great harm. So although it would be nice to approve minutes, if I think that if we're scheduling a special meeting to discuss the engagement of an auditor, that should be front and center, and we shouldn't let get in our way.
Okay, thank you, Jane. Does anybody else want to speak on this?
Yes, Campbell for a start.
Okay, Campbell, you got the floor.
Yes, I just think that oftentimes minutes are given short shrift, and you know, they're put off to the end of a term or something like that, whereas they could be important for the. That's why we have minutes. That's why, generally speaking, they are approved at the meeting following the one at which, you know, the instant meeting at which they're taken, and this so that they can be referred back to. And I think that if we postpone the minutes to January, you know, I have no problem with meeting on the 10th, but I think that postponing the meetings, the minutes to January, will just render them academic.
Thank you. Lawrence, do you want to say anything?
No, thank you.
Okay. My preference is also for the 10th, but since it's also the same night that finance meets. I mean,
Janet,
Janet, you have the floor.
So I move that we have a special meeting on December 10th at the usual time.
Okay. If you, motion's on the floor. Do people want to vote on that?
Discussion, please.
Hello?
Who's on the line? Yes?
It's Melinda Ali Dunn, KPFT.
Thank you, Melinda. We've got quorum, and we're proceeding right now in public session. We will be shortly going to executive session.
Okay, cool.
There's a motion on the table that we have a special meeting for December 10th at the regular time to discuss a recommendation for auditor and approve minutes as available.
Campbell for stack.
Campbell, you have the floor.
Thank you. Mr. Chair, I think that if we would be meeting at the same time that the Finance Committee would be meeting, would we want to have, well, I guess the only staff person I know of would be the IED, would we want to have her present for the meeting? Because that could be a conflict in regard to the Finance Committee meeting.
I'll take responsibility for contacting Summer Reese and finding out if she can be available. We probably wouldn't need her for the entire meeting. And it is appropriate for management to be involved in the discussion about this, I believe. Robert, you have the floor.
Yes, I'm just curious, in scheduling this scheduled meeting, it seems to me like there are two options. One is recommending we retain the auditor we had last year, and the other is going and selecting another auditor. And I don't know how between now and the 10th of December, if we choose the latter option, we're going to be able to solicit proposals from other auditors if we don't decide that before the 10th.
Lawrence, you have the floor.
Yes, I understand what the previous speaker, I didn't get his name, was saying. I'd like to know if we have a couple of recommendations, at least 2 to 3 bids in regards to, possibly contract services. Do we have 2 or 3 firms that we could possibly look at in that short period of time?
Lawrence, I don't see how.
Janet Speck.
Yes, Janet. Hold on a second. I don't see how we could do that in practical terms, Lawrence.
As
I said in the email today, this is a prerogative of the audit committee. If we don't exercise it, and somebody in Pacifica will exercise it in terms of, because we have to have an audit for 2013. That's not an option. The question is, you know, if the audit committee makes the recommendation or if management just goes and makes a decision on their own. Janet, you have the floor.
Okay, so I'm. Would this meeting be to determine the next auditor or to just discuss? Because if it's to discuss it, then these kinds of issues would come up during that meeting. And so that's one thing. The other thing is that if Summer Reese I don't think it would be necessary or appropriate for Summer to be present during the whole meeting. We would probably want feedback from her on her opinion about the current auditor, but she doesn't have to be at the entire meeting. Done.
Thank you, Janet. I think Janet has stated correctly. Who?
Campbell.
Okay. I think Janet is very correct that all these options are open to us in a discussion, and that's what the purpose of that meeting would be, to have that discussion. Okay, Campbell, you have the floor.
Yes. You may recall some time ago, based on the proposals that we had received from our prior RFP, I had recommended, to one of the audit committee members that the present auditor be retained. I am, however, a bit displeased that the auditor has had been unavailable to us at key times when we, asked for participation. And I'm a bit concerned that the auditor was maybe not as independent as one would hope that they might have been. So I would be inclined to say that we should look very carefully at this situation and perhaps consider another one. Now, we could consider an audit firm from the pool that we had before. I do recall that from that pool.
Point of order. This is Janet. Point of order.
Okay, Janet. You point of order to its precedence.
Yeah, I think that what we're talking about is a motion for a meeting to take place on December 10th, not to talk about.
This is actually the subject matter of the meeting that it seems to be we're moving into, and I think that would be inappropriate for open session to talk about what our options are or to talk about the auditor in public.
Okay, so we can
Lefevre on the sack.
Frank, you have it.
Yeah.
You have the floor.
Okay. The point was raised before about the conflict between our meeting and the Finance Committee meeting. My understanding is this is a deliberate conflict meant to maintain the independence of the Audit Committee from the Finance Committee meeting. They should not have joint membership, so having us meet on the same night further establishes a separation of independence. And in the same spirit, I question whether it is lawful or proper as a matter of policy to involve management in discussions of retaining present auditors or changing. So I would not think of setting a date to make anybody from the Finance Committee or anybody from management available.
Lawrence Beck.
Okay, Lawrence, you have the floor.
I think, I'm not opposed to the transfer of the meeting. The only thing is I just don't think that we're going to have the available information in regards to what firms are available, or if there is a pool, the previous pool of firms that may be available, maybe the top three that were discussed last year. I just think to have a meeting, discuss an auditor and hire an auditor on the 10th is too small of a window to get through.
Jane Gatewood for the stack.
Jane, you have the floor.
I would like to, if it's possible, I would like for us to just vote on the proposed meeting date as moved by Janet. And if we have time after we complete our meeting with the auditor tonight to return to this discussion to decide if there's any work that needs to be done in advance of that special meeting if we decide to approve it. So, you know, unless there's objection, I would like for us to vote on the special meeting date and move on to allow the auditor to join us for the meeting that we scheduled.
I'd like to remind people that we're already 15 minutes into the supposed executive session. So is somebody calling the question?
Janet,
at this point?
I'm asking if there's no objections. I'd like to call the question.
Janet Stack, could I just make a comment?
Go ahead, Janet.
All right, so I agree, but I'm a little concerned that the both Ben Schultz and Paula Grady were going to be calling in. I don't know if they are.
Paul, are you on the line?
Okay.
They may be on the line already. Paul, are you on the line?
Or Ben?
Okay, but the main point I wanted to make was what the meeting will be is to discuss the selection process for our next auditor, period. Not to select an auditor, but to discuss the process for selecting our next auditor. That's my understanding. On December 10th. Done.
Is anybody calling the question on that?
It's Jane Gatewood. I would like to call the question on that.
Okay. Is there any objections to having a meeting on December 10th?
To discuss the process of recommending an auditor.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair?
Yes?
Yes. I would. I think that we're mixing two things because we could be going into responses regarding the management letter as well. And so I don't think that the agenda should be limited in this fashion, because our options may be, you know, we may have options at that time. So I would say that I'm in favor of meeting, but not delineating the specifics of the agenda at this time.
Could we amend it to say discuss the process of recommending an auditor and deal with other business if time permits?
That's fine.
Again, is there any objection to this motion?
Without a
Okay, hearing none, we have a meeting set for December 10th at our normal time for the audit committee. And Jane, can you write up that, that synopsis of the purpose of the meeting so that we can post it on KPFTX. Okay, next point on the agenda is our executive session with our auditor, Paul Grady, and his assistant, Ben Stoltz.